After 33 years, the Maryland Senate has undergone a seismic shift in leadership. Mike Miller stepped down last week as the body's president to make way for a new Senate president, 36-year-old Bill Ferguson. In addition to a generational shift, WAMU's Dominique Maria Bonassi reports this change could also represent a new brand of politics leading the statehouse.
Having Mike Miller and Bill Ferguson in the same chamber is kind of like the Oscar-nominated Netflix film The Two Popes.
Resign from what?
The papacy, the chair of St. Peter, the bishopric of Rome. I'm going to renounce all of them.
Like the movie, Ferguson was hesitant to step into a new role and worried about filling Miller's shoes, who will continue to be a senator. He's also tasked with passing significant legislation, including controversial recommendations on education, gun control measures, and legalizing recreational marijuana.
Honestly, you know, I had said to Senate President Miller that I'd hoped that he would be able to stay on, and at times where it was uncertain, asked him if he thought that there was any way that he could, you know, keep going, because I think he's really provided a level of stability and predictability that's been very helpful and that I've learned a lot from.
But Miller nominated Ferguson to take over the position. He says he saw something in Ferguson, who is almost four decades his junior.
He's demonstrated over and over and over again leadership qualities, determination, responsibility, integrity, vision, and enthusiasm.
Miller and other Senate Democrats like Montgomery County Senator Cheryl Kagan say he's the right person to push through the Education Commission recommendations, which call for a dramatic increase in school funding.
It's about his talent. He was chosen by us as the consensus and obvious pick because of his skills, because of his passion for policy, because of his experience.
In 2005, Ferguson was a history teacher with Teach for America in Baltimore. While he was born in Montgomery County, he met his wife in Baltimore and decided to raise his two children there.
Being a classroom teacher was the hardest job I've ever had and can imagine ever having. I just loved the city when I moved there. You know, we just became really passionate about expanding opportunity, and Baltimore was a place where we could have an immediate impact.
Over his past 9 years in the Senate, Ferguson has worked on a number of committees looking at issues including transparency in government, education, ethics, and the budget. Now, as Senate president, Ferguson is leading members who are 1 to 2 decades his senior. But he's not fazed by the age difference.
I don't feel challenged by my age. I think my theory of leadership is leadership with people, not over people.
Some are hopeful that Ferguson will help pass legislation that has fizzled in previous sessions. He's already signaled his openness to legalize recreational marijuana, which differs from his predecessor. But John Willis, an expert on Maryland's General Assembly, says Ferguson's priority should be listening to different members of the chamber.
In terms of governing, he needs to work closely and understand those suburban, exurban jurisdictions that he doesn't represent.
That's something Miller did well. Miller represents parts of southern Prince George's, Charles, and Calvert counties. Those areas represent a cross-section of Maryland's political terrain with more moderate Democrats and Republicans. As president, Miller was known to reach across the aisle to Republicans, like Senator J.B. Jennings from Baltimore and Harford counties. Jennings thinks Ferguson will do the same. He seconded his nomination last week and even called him a friend.
Bill and I came into this chamber together. He has reached out to this side of the aisle. He has visited pretty much all of our districts. In the words of John F. Kennedy from his inaugural address, the torch has been passed to a new generation.
Ferguson also realizes that the passage of legislation is not about his own priorities.
This role is about presiding over a chamber of 46 other senators. It's not about one person's politics. And you know, I think it will be more a reflection of where the Senate as a whole is than anything else.
And while his politics may be different than Miller's, Ferguson could take a page out of Pope Francis's book and carve out his own path while maintaining the Senate's longstanding traditions. For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Bonassi.